and Indy Speedway. The Monsanto House of the Future gained a peculiar hold on my imagination, as did the Swiss Family Robinson's fantasy treehouse and the aerial view of London from the Peter Pan ride. On our second visit, we visited the Disney studio and ate in the commissary with costumed children appearing in Mary Poppins, which was then in production on the lot. I remember the last night of that vacation, waiting for a taxi to the airport outside the Disneyland Hotel. My 7-year-old sister started crying because we had to leave. She was so distraught that she dropped the fleece blanket that she dragged with her wherever she went and never mentioned it again. Somehow I knew we'd never be back. It was the summer of 1963, just months before the Kennedy assassination. At age 11, I already felt a nostalgia for a childhood I knew was coming to an end. Now, 4 decades later, I arrive at Walt Disney World's Entertainment Group offices promptly at 7 a.m. to begin training for my appearance as a Disney character. Tammy Gutierrez, an ebullient pretty brunette, greets me and explains that the usual 5-day orientation is being condensed into a few hours for my benefit. Originally hired to portray Dopey, Gutierrez has spent 14 years in the more demanding role of Snow White, one of the park's talking characters. Any character with a human face, Cinderella, Snow White, Mary Poppins, Prince Charming, is expected to speak in character to guests. Gutierrez does, in fact, bear a remarkable resemblance to my own memory of Snow White. Now she auditions and trains new character actors. I thought I'd simply be putting on a costume and walking around the park, but Gutierrez quickly disabuses me of that idea. "We look for animation," she tells me. "You have to bring energy and spirit to the role. Make it real. We're not people dressed up in costumes," she stresses. "Anyone can do that." She shows me a video featuring archival footage of Walt talking about his vision of Disneyland, a place that adults could enjoy with their children. "Photos and autographs will be the bulk of your business," Gutierrez continues once the video is over. "Remember, people have waited a lifetime for the moment they meet you. You may be in a costume, but the photo must look real. You don't speak, but you communicate. You must be animated. There's a lot you can do." I have to walk like Goofy, bob my head like Goofy, make Goofy's gestures, all of which are quite identifiable and unique to Goofy. Gutierrez gives me a typed sheet that distills Goofy's salient characteristics. Traits: frequently uncoordinated, klutzy, ever cheerful, optimistic, heart of gold, jolly, likes nearly everybody, bumbling, awkward, devoted, sincere, honest, a dreamer. Synopsis: although, in fact, Goofy is a dog in man's clothing, he is quite human. He may strike the passerby as a typical village halfwit, but in truth, he is a kindly, eager soul, a little on the silly side, but always harmless. Goofy strives to be a gentleman, but when embarrassed, hides his simple, buck-toothed face and utters his favorite expression, "Garsh." Goofy has none of the physical attributes usually associated with a star. His back is bowed, and his shoulders are narrow, sloping down to seemingly heavy arms and a protruding stomach. As he walks, his head, stomach, and knees seem to take the lead. This, however, has not stopped him from becoming a foremost authority.